Hey, Saints of God, welcome to Word for Today. I pray that this word today will change you. It changed me. Come on, let's learn together. Hello, 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 Saints of Yahweh, what's up? It is another wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I pray that you have had a wonderful, glorious day in the Lord. Hallelujah. Welcome to Word for Today, February 21st, 2024. Glory to God. Now, thank God for today. It's been a wonderful day in the Lord. I pray that you've had a great day, that you've listened to the Lord, the God in you, that you have lived out today in the kingdom. The kingdom of God has been with you all day and gone wherever you've gone, placed wherever you've placed, been with you, and that good is with you. And not only with you, but overflowing out of you. Glory to God. Touching everybody around you. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we give God glory, honor, and praise today. And I want to kind of jump right into the word. Excuse me. And, you know, we have been studying the kingdom. And the kingdom living is, and kingdom living is faith, hope, love. Hallelujah. We have faith. The faith of God, our hope is in Jesus, and we love all. Glory. And we've been looking at Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 through 40. I told you I'm jump right into this evening because It's been a long day, and with Bible study, I'm doing this a little late, so I want to get right to it. All right. Yes, see, we have been doing Matthew, and we stopped last night talking about, well, let me read Matthew 22, 34, and I'm going to read up to where we're going to talk tonight, and it's, when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they called a meeting to discuss how to trap Jesus. Then one of them, a religious scholar, posed this question to test Jesus. "Teacher," he said, "which command in the law is the greatest?" Jesus answered him, "Love." Hallelujah. Love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being. And you want to hear my commentary on that? Go back to the last two, 30 and 31, I think, or 32 and 33, I think. Listen to the last ones. And this sentence, and with every thought that is within you. Wow. With every thought that is within you. Love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. Every thought. You remember when you first fell in love, That rush of that thinking about that person all day and always having them on your mind and finding yourself daydreaming about them and just thinking about them. See, this is what he's talking about. With every thought that is within you is how we're to love God. Like you love your spouse that you're with today, that you fell in love with them, and you had them on your mind all the time. You found yourself not being able to concentrate on stuff because you hadn't seen them all week, and you couldn't wait to get to Friday night where you had a date night, or you got to see them, or maybe even you weren't going to see them until you went to church on Sunday, but they were on your mind all that time. This is what God wants to be on your mind all the time. God wants to be a part of your consciousness all the time with every thought that is within you. God should be the first thought when we open our mind, open our eyes, whatever time you get up. God should be the first thought. And then when we go to bed at night, God should be the last thought we think before we go to sleep. That God, I thank you that you give me sweet sleep. Hallelujah. That I will have wonderful rest because of you, my Lord. And I thank you that you never sleep or slumber, so that I can sleep in peace, knowing that you are all around me. That you are all around me and I can rest. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. With every thought that is within you. When I wake up in the morning, that my first thought is the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank you that you got my day already in your hand. Your day, you've already planned out my day. You've already protected me from the dangers that is being set up for me right now, God. I thank you that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I thank you that right now I set myself to listen for your voice, to hear you guide me and lead me through this day. Tell me the things that you want me to know and you want me to say. As I go about my day, with every thought that is within you, love the Lord your God. Love our parent. Love your father. And if that's too hard for you, love your mother, your parent in heaven. Love them. With every thought that is within you, think about God. Think of the things that God has done and going to do. You know, the things that you are believing for God to manifest in your life as we receive the promises of God. Hallelujah. Every thought that is within you. This passage of scripture. Love the Lord your God with every passion of your heart, with all the energy of your being, and with every thought that is within you. That passage of scripture is so encompassing of love that we are to have. This is what they're saying that we're supposed to have for God. It says, love the Lord your God with this passion, with this energy, with every thought that is within you. This is the love we're pouring out to God. So if we're pouring this out to God, can you imagine what God is pouring into us? The fullness of love that God is pouring into us so that we have the ability to love God like this. This is incredible to think about, that God is pouring love into us. And you got to think about this. Now, God is saying this to these Pharisees and Sadducees. Jesus is speaking to them, and he has not been sacrificed yet. He has not gone to the cross. He has not descended into hell and whipped Satan and got the keys and come back and ascended, where he sends us the Holy Spirit. They don't even have the Holy Spirit here. Can you imagine what they thought when he said this to them? They could not even imagine loving God this way. You got to remember, for the Jewish people, to say the name of God was so straight, so sacred, that they couldn't even say the name Yahweh. We added the vowels so that we could say it. They couldn't even speak it. It was so holy to them. Can you imagine them thinking that God had poured out this love for them so that we could pour this love back out to God? How wonderful the love of God is to us. How magnificent the love of God is to us, that this love has been, as scripture tells us, has been shared abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Glory. By the Holy Spirit of God. God sent the Holy Spirit to pour into us His love so that we could pour that love back out to God. And then God is going to move in us so that we can do the second. The second is like it, and it, like it in importance. But we have to understand how immense the love of God is for us, and that love being poured out to us, and how generous and good God is. That God has loved us with every passion of His heart, with all the energy of His being, and with every thought that is within Him. God has loved us this way. Has poured out everything He had for us. Wow. Can we understand that? Can we really take that in and understand the love of God for us? There's a psalm that says that, I think it's saying that the angel said, "Who is humankind that you care so much for them?" Wow. That God cares so much for us. The love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts so that we can pour that love back out to our fellow human beings. Whew. Something to think about. That with every thought that is within you, think about how God loves us. Lord, we just set ourselves to think about your love. We set ourselves to meditate on how much you love us. To take that in, to understand how much you love us and how much you want us to show that love to others. Help us, God. Be your lovers of people. We understand that we are your children, and you want us to example what Jesus did. Help us to follow Jesus in the way He showed us. We thank you for it, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a glorious, wonderful evening in the Lord. Think about God's love for you. Understand. Try to understand God's love for you. And pour that back out to those around you. I love you. And Jesus loves you so much more. I'll talk with you tomorrow. All God's Children Community Church wants to thank you for listening to this podcast. Hi, I'm Pastor Terry, and I'm your host. And I want to thank you for your support of this program. If you would scroll to the bottom of the link, the bottom of the website, you will see that there's a link that says support this show. If you click on that link, it will take you securely to our Cash App that you can give to Word for Today. And I want you to give so that according to Philippians chapter 4, verses 17, that you will receive the good that comes from giving. Good comes from giving. You know, the word also says that God loves a cheerful giver. And because God wants us to support those who support us with the word. So if you are getting fed, we appreciate that support. And I will pray that my God will supply all your need according to his riches and glory, because you support this podcast. And I know that God will give everything that he has. And it says, my God will use his wonderful riches in Christ Jesus to give you everything you need. And so I believe God for that, and I thank God for it. Also, just below that, you'll see our email account. And if you would, please drop me an email to let me know how the podcast is going, if it's blessing you, and your questions, if you have any. And if I get enough of the questions, I will dedicate a podcast to answering those questions. So I appreciate you, your support. I thank you for your time, and may God's richest blessing continue to be poured out on you as you live in the kingdom and as you bless others.